by Simon Tzadi, Sugim Chal. Chal is the odors of the animal. So first, to be clear, Nanigay Sugim Deraiso, it's Chal Shuto, only gave to Shal Diabon. The question is, the milk inside the odors, about the odors itself is Bosser's meat. The question is, the milk inside, is it Diabon or is it parable? That's Shalom. Now, the one that Kofu gets involved with is it makes a difference whether this animal is a manika, whether it's nursing another animal or not, to go with its milk. But I said, the way Machalik comes to the Rambam, we're not Machalik whether it's manika or not manika. There are two sugars. The sugar over here, that Kofetes Manalif, Blat over here, and there's a sugar that tells Zaino Bey is of Hatu Bashar. And we will have to answer what's the local Lechafila, what's the Din B'diavid. First, Rabbi Mishnah, that of test, the Mishnah brings down Chal Kureya Moiti Es Chalboy. You rip it open, you take out its milk over here. What does that mean? So it's Gemara Kita Kureya, how do you rip it out? It brings down three different Mandi Yomim. It brings down the Behuda that says, Kureya Shesi Barib, do crisscross. The top of a Kaisel, you smash it against the wall. It says, Rashi, why are you doing this for? To get out the milk that's inside the udders. Well, he says, Ramah, that they're being smashed against the wall, we do crisscross numerous times, it's a common problem. That's even better than doing one time and smash against the wall. Well, the shaft example, the base of the Rashba, you cut your shift, you put it underneath the press, it also takes it out. That means you want to go do is take the milk out from inside the udders over here, from the chal over here. That's how you go do it. Again, Shesi Arab talk about Chaisel and its parameters. The monk goes on further exam of Lozer told the Shammai, his servant over here, his Kaaba over here, Kurli Mani Echel, go rip it for me, and that and I'll go eat it. Says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush before Shemishnah that Kriya works? Kamashmo, do not need Shesi Arab talking about Chaisel. Pasha sounds like it's Machlaikis. So Lozer says, Shu Kriya license works. Lozer and Achemu call it Kriya Ktsas. Ktsas works, not do a case of Shesi Arab talking about Chaisel. Just ripping a little bit, that works. My mom from the third man, Yomar, the Yalza, the wife of Nachman, she said over eight things that my Torah that asks it, and that each one has against it the same thing that Torah's matter. Then he goes on the Yalza said about the ninth thing, a case of Bosa Bacholov. Where is the Torah of matter, Bosa Bacholov, the same thing? Came along Nachman and told his Sheikh over here, do me a favor, take a chal and go do a barbecue on a spit over here. Go roast it over here for me. It sounds like I'm not saying, not do anything, not even the Kriya Ktsas. That means the Gemara says, what can you do? The Gemara has three Mandi Yomim. Kriya says, Kori B'Shasi Erev Tach B'Kaisel. The Blaza said, just do a case of Kriya Ktsas. Nachman, the simple reading, sounds like, just roast it for me. The question is, the Chora of Nachman is against the Mishnah. So number one, you have to answer, what's Pshat of Nachman against the Mishnah? Nachman saying, over here, to just go roast it. The Mishnah said, what can you do? Rip it open and then take out the milk and then you can go eat it. That's going to be one question that Achronim are grappling with. The second thing, that's a gate to Anachila. The gate to B'dievet, the Mishnah says, what's the luck of B'loi Karu? You don't rip it open. Eino Iver law. Not Iver. Coming from that book, Tessa Beis, it's not a Shai law. What's that mean, Eino Iver? Avada is not Dinei Reisa. There's a Dinei Rabbonon. You might have two Lushenis in Rav. The Shnekamah of Rav says Mutter. The Shnebasa of Rav says also Dinei Rabbonon. They come up with a further big time of Reisa. But we pass the Kam the Rav Lamaisa Smutter. Come on, Smutter. That means simple reading. The law is, anytime you do not rip open the Kechal, the law is, you should do it, like Achilo, but the Rav Lamaisa Smutter. The Baya is, we learned close to a year ago, a Sugyan in Chulda Tzadik Zayin Rubeis. The Gemara there says, Kechal B'Shishim, Kechal B'Neminyim. The Gemara explains what does that mean. Kechal Ba'atzmai Osir. Kechal itself, even with the Yebed, the Maisa Osir. It says Gemara, why? Why? Because Shabri upon the Chatichu to the Velo. Chazal said, Kechal get two together, Chatichu in the Velo. Sounds like it's Yerza Sugyos. The Gemara of Oshkav Tessa Bey says, we pass in the Shnekam of Rav, the Loch and Mice, it's Mutter B'Yavet. Yet the Gemara of Zagzana Bey says, what's the Loch? It's also B'Yavet. We have to answer that question. And we have two questions. Number one, what's the Loch of Chatichu? Especially according to Rav Nachman, that he says, Chatichu, a person who just roast it, and Mishnah says he can't, you have to answer Rav Nachman. The second, the Evid, is a Mutter who's an Osir. Let's question the Achrim are grappling with. Coming with the Torah, means have to be Malchim the Sugya to answer these questions. He has Rashi, he has Tashis and the Rosh, he has the Ramam and the Rif. All really answer the same point over here. So first, Rashi Shito. The Sugya we had not confessing of Kuvyod. We want Mamshik the Sugya of Kovid, of liver. At the end of the Sugya of Kovid, Rashi goes back and says, how did we pass from the sugya of Kichal? That means Rashi in that Kufir Alpha base. Rashi means coming to Machal in the case of Sli, in the case of Kedero. Sli means roasting in an open fire. When you do that to the udder, the milk goes where? Straight down and out. We do it inside a Kedero, what happens? It goes inside the pot and it'll be cooking the meat with the Cholov over here. Therefore, Rashi will come to the two cases over here. That means he says, the idea over here says the idea of Kari Shasiv area by itself, it did not need Rekhoi, so that's the case of Sli. Remember the Evet, the case of Sli, did not do it, also Maisa, we passed the Lusha Kamu, Maisa Smoter. But what's the case of saying it's Osir? I'm going to go out to that Sargzana base, that's the case of Gedero. And that's what we need the case of Shasiv area Tokhu Rekhoi. That means it comes out, that we have three months Yom Gemon on that Kotesa base, discussing Rashi different cases. Again, we have Rav Yudah, we have Lezer of Nachman. According to Rashi, you discussing a case of Kedero. Kedero? I'm sorry, this is Shasi Eber, we've talked about Kedero. Mashiach of Lezer of Nachman discussing a case of Sli. Sli, come out to Machlokes. We have Lezer says over there, in the case of Kriya Tzatz. Nachman says, you might say nothing over there. And how's Rashi passing Machlokes in Lezer verse of Nachman? Rashi passing like a blessing in the case of Kriya Tzatz. That means, if you do not have a case of Kriya Tzatz, then what's the local? You might say, good, but yeah, that's Lushrikam over here. That means Gemara and Tarakzai in the case of Kedero. Gemara by Lushrikam, we have a case of a situation of sleep. That means again, we really have two different ideas over here. That means number one, what's the Mishnah? And number two, what's Lush B'liyevah according to Rashi? Number one, what's the case of the Mishnah? According to B'liyevah, the case of the Mishnah, the case of sleep. According to Nachman, what's the case of the Mishnah? The case is Kedero. I mean, the argument was the Kibbutz of the Mishnah. The Eva comes out, what's the loch over here of B'liyevet? According to Rav Lezer, loch of B'liyevet is going to be more delicious than the Kaaba or Rav, in the case of Mishnah Sli and Sli. The case is saying it's also B'liyevet, so I'm designing the case of Kedero. According to Rav Nachman, the case over here is Kedero, I think it's also not Targazayan, says Rashi, you know why? Because Nachman's passing Lezer Shabbasso, it's also. Then we can argue which loch should go passing like. That's how Rashi lives a sugar. Maisa comes out, Laloch, you always have to answer three cases how to apply Yishiko. That means number one, you have to always look at the gate to Mavash Negdero with Abba the Bosser. Number two, what's the case of being Mavash Negdero with Bosser? Number three, what's the look of sleep? Where Rashi comes out, Rashi is simply by Bishul Negdero, the look is it's Osir, unless it's Kriel with Shesiv Erev or Tokhul Bekaisal. That's why Rashi understands, although it's Osir, it's Axanon base. Unless in the case we have Bosser, in the Kedero, together with the Sikichal, what's the loch in that case? The symbol of the standing Rashi not Machal with Boss without Bosser. And therefore it says clearly, basis the Rosh Merah, according to Rashi also, do a Kriya with Shasi area of Batach and Kaisal is Mutla Chilo, otherwise it's Osir. The Maisa, read the Torah slowly, points out the Beisaisa, the Rashi holds not that way. Rashi holds with Bosser still also Loch Achilo. And it says the Beisaisa, he's Marachavi and Rizan Rishon like that. It's a Sefer Truma, a Goy Smaimin, and Mordechai, and Rashi holds with Bosser, with Bosser, Osman Achilo. You have no way to get that, but in Rashi, although we should argue, that means the Machlokes in Rashi, in the Kedero, with other Bosser, is it a good Achilo with Kriya Shasiv Erev, Matachal Mechaisel. The third case according to Rashi, the situation of Sli. That's the case of the mission over here. Sli, the Lachi needed Kriya Ketzas over here. Now, what means Kriya Ketzas? Lachi is first B'dieved, if you do nothing. Motul Shikamo of Rav. The Chachila do Kriya Ketzas, that means the case of Shasiv Erev. What does Shasiv Erev mean? See, they point out there are two different Rashis. There's Rashi in Daf Kuf Tesel Beis, Rashi Kuf Yud Alpha Beis. Rashi in Kuf Yud Alpha Beis says Shashi Vi Erev. I mean, need Chris and Kuf, need both. That's how the Torah brings it down. Rashi in Kuf Tesel Beis brings down Shasi Oy Erev, need Chris or Cross, one or the other. And that's how Maisa Tesel brings it down. Now, you could say it's not machlekes, kiddur, when it says vi, could be the case of or, when it says shesi v'erev, could be the case of or. But my, it sounds like it's a shalom, the rishayim, is Rashi shesi v'erev, or shesi oyerev. Fine, that's Rashi shito. Again, Rashi's main decide of here is mechalek between the case of sli, versus the case of bideiro, and they have a kamlom that Rav Nachman, and Rav Loza discussing a different akin to Rav Yudah, different cases of here. The second mouth of here is Taisus. Taisus, the rush, they go this way. They say the Kamal, there's no chilek whether it's Kedero or Sli. Kind of like, same thing, not like Rashi. So what's the chilek? Again, we have these two different mandiyam over here, we have a series of sugyas, one time us, one time motor. He's mechalek for the case of with Bosser and without Bosser. Now, first of all, it says without Bosser does not mean the Gechal be cooked by itself. explains the shach hamid being cooked with yirokas, with mayim, all things inside of it, but now the case of balsar. I mean, it said there, ba'akshman itself means all the things except for meat over here. That means, again, we have three man yom, we have to answer. We have the Yehuda, the Shesi, where you're talking about Kleisel, where Lozen says only create sas, where in case we have a Nachman says that you don't need anything. According to Rashi, again, what was the Chilik? Chilik was Kedewa versus Tzli. He was Kedewa, and the Lozen not in the case of Tzli. Come on, Kleisel says no. If Yehuda, what's his case? It was with Bosser. That's his Akimto. With Bosser, he needs Shesi, where you're talking about Kleisel. Mashaykin, if Lozen Nachman is a Bali Bosser. Again, just like Rashi, he's a different Akimto. Also, Tzli says a different Akimto, not discussing the same thing, except the difference is not Tzli versus Kedewa, the difference is Bosser without Bosser. And therefore, a Bosser, and I'm not saying it's Bali Bosser, and yet create Sas Mice is enough. Now, this is a question, is Rav Nachman arguing Bosser? We're saying the same thing. Tzli, he says over there, Rav Nachman, when he says, just do me a favor, tell the Alsa's wife, to go tell the butcher over here, to go put on a spit, and go cook on the fire, he meant to create Sas. That means there is no machlekes. No machlekes over here. Now again, the Beis of the Marach, with Teishu and the Rosh, but reading down there's a Sefer Truma. It says the same Mahalukah Teishu and the Rosh, that the Chilik is whether with Bosser or without Bosser. But he ends off the Sefer Truma with one Chilik that Nachman is arguing. But Nachman is saying it's not even a case of a Kriya at all. Not a Kriya at all, Lacha, but a case of Bli Bosser, no Maisis Motor. That means it comes out that is there a machlekes over here among the Blozer and Rav Nachman, it comes out that Rashi is Machlekes Blozer versus Rav Nachman, we pass him Blozer. Tosfos says there is no Machlekes, if you need Kriyat Sas. If Truma says there is a Machlekes, we pass him Rav Nachman. Let me show there is a Machlekes, how we pass him like. Now let's go back to plug into this Tosfos sheet over here. Again, number one, we have to know what's the case of the Mishnah. And number two, we have to know what's the Lach of the Evid. So they get to the Mishnah, according to Yehuda, the case of the Mishnah means with Blozer. According to the laws of the case of Mishnah, is a different case, without any Bosher. And what the Gemara in that Tzadzayin get a Nosha saying over here, it's Osir, that means with the Ebed, means the case with Bosher. That means discussing different Kimtas over here. So coming to that Lalocha, again, you have to answer three things. What's the case of Tzli? What's the case in a Kedera by itself? A Kedera with Bosher over here. I mean, it comes out according to the Tzadzayin, the Tzli and a Kedera by itself, might say the same Lalocha. There's no difference, not like Rashi. The Lalocha is the Chachilo. And the Evid, we pass the Shekhama of Rav, but Maisa Tzmoter. Seva Shuma says, if not anything, Maisa Tzmoter. They get to clear it with the Bosser, that how we pass him, what places, come on the Shesi area, we talk about Kaisel. That's a Udovir. That's the second Shekhah. The third Shekhah is Riff, like Ainzad, Beis Yosef says, the Buddha and the Rambam, a little bit of a difference of the Rambam. And they come along the Ma'ar, the idea of Rashi and the places. And again, Rashi's main chilik is Sli versus Kedewa Bishol, Mashaki Tosfos come along and says the main chilek over here is impossibly Bosser. They came along and put the ideas together. I mean, like three different darkies over here. Then saying, let's stick with the Riff right now. Riff understands the case of Sli, it's like a chil, like a nachmel, maisi, need nothing. Need nothing. Now, the case of being cooked by itself, that in the case of Kriya Ktsas, like a chil, the other, the maisi, be mutter. The case with Bosser, the Kriya Shashi area would talk about Kaisel. That means they put all things together. The Sli, Kedera, and their Imbos are over here. That means that, again, we are the teachers over here. Now, in the case of Sli, that are not been said over here, they need nothing. That's simple reading of the Rift. Mice is not that simple. Basically, it points out maybe the Rift doesn't hold that way, Ram doesn't hold that way, and maybe when it says, like, if not been need nothing, the words of the Torah is not nothing in the Rift. So, basically, maybe the words of the Rama means you do not need a real Kriya, you only need a case of Kriya Ksas. Kriyaksas. Maisa, when is the case is Osir? It's also a situation. They're in Boston, not the case of Kriya. That means again, how do we pass him? This is the Machlekes, come up to the four sheets over here. There's Rashi, there's a Rachuma, there's a Riff of the Tosfos. Rashi holds the Machlekes of Lozer, and Rav Nachman, and we pass him to Lozer. Say, Rachuma says, Machlekes, we pass him back to Rav Nachman. The Riff says, the Shalit in the Vaisation, well, who he pass him back? Does he pass back to Rav Nachman or Lozer? The Machlekes, we pass him back. And Tosfos says, there is no Machlekes. So we have to be, if we have a Shiloh in what the Riff holds, or cannot pass a Nachman, or like Lozer, or there is no Machlekes. That's how the Shiloh come out. Now, I have a Paskin, Lalocha, I mean, you make that we have three different Mahalchim, among the Shiloh, we have Machlekes of Lozer, and we have Machlekes versus Nachman over here, and we have Rebbe Yehuda over here. What comes out, but the Evet, everything is inside of Kedero, Lochit mi osar, with this pole over here. Now I have the sheet over here, just try to say with the kits of what we came out to Mungu Shredin. We follow up with the sheets over here. And it comes out that there are 9 cases floating around over here. That's why it's a little confusing, the 9 cases, the 4 different Shredin. And that means in each situation you have to analyze which sheet you're discussing in over here. That means you have a case of always at Sli, case of Kidero, and the Kidero in Bosar. And each one of your question is Dali Kriya, Kriya Ktas, and Kriya Shasi Erebe Taka Mkaisel. Then we have 9 cases. Before we shine them, it makes it very confusing over here. Let's go through each one. Again, the kitzer, what comes out. First, let's go to the order of the sheet. Some does a bishul by itself. Again, what by itself means? It means you did a kichel inside a pot with water, with vegetables, other stuff, just without meat. A kanda the koin tirashi, that's the sugi in perkin anosh, it's like zan obeys. A kichel maisis ulcer. It's also here, with ali kriya maisis ulcer. Rashi, mash ekin koin tibantam. A kanda the shiloh. In the Bein Tam, is he saying the Mutla Chilo, let's say the Chumo could be passed like a Nachman, was also like a Chilo, only the Bein Yevet could be passed like a Blozer. That two Mahalchim in the Bein Tam. According to Rif, Meiser, he passes that Bein Yevet is be a case of that's Mutter could be passed like a Lishna Kamo. So it's against either Machlok is that Chilo, Bein Yevet, or Osir. The Yete Kriyeksas, also the same three levels over here. According to Rashi, again, Meiser, any Bishl Vade is Osir. According to Rav Lozer, Maisa here is with Achila, that's the Blaz case, do a Kriya Ktas over here. And according to the Ref of the Rambam, that's Rav, Lishna Kamo, Maisa be a case only Mutter B'Yevet. They get to a situation when we're doing it with Kriya Shesim Eretafel B'Chaisel, Maisa, all the Hashem said Mutter Achila, all the Hashem. Now leads to a question over here. The Lochan said base, we have a mission over here, and we have a Behuda that says Kriya Shesim Eretafel B'Chaisel Maisa's Mutter. We come along and says Yamor, the Lochan said only Mutter B'Yevet. Why? Of course, it's against a Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah is saying, L'cholapach is a case of without Basar, Kriya Shesi Rebbe Chol Tafel B'Chayis L'Mais is Mutter. So why did the Ramah come along and say to be Machmer? So come along the Taz and Chach and the Goyim, they send you to a Goyis Esmach, the Rebbein of Paris. The Torah brings down. The Torah explains the Mais, he's the one being Machmer L'Chachilo. And there are two ways to say, oh, there's a reason to be Machmer. The Taz and Chach says, because this is being cooked by itself. Being cooked with Basar, we'll see the mice goes while we machmer. So this is an extra choko, they might cook it with Basar. And by case of Basar, you're not doing case of Kriya Shasim Erev. So it's a choko, you might do it with Basar. That means Agam and all Yushim agree that it's water by itself, when Shasim Erev talks about Kaisel, it's a choko up to the case of Basar. Another way, you look up the Ben Parrots inside, what on Basis, if the grain says over, the reason why you machmer is that's him over here should be water. But maybe in this part you had this kechal by itself with the rockers and my mice and mutter, the next time in the same exact part, you'll cook basar inside. That's nechshav, as if you're cooking kechal with basar. The bleeds are inside, the kechal is in the pot, we're inside the basar. And what's the kechal with the basar, that'll get to the dozvami machmer. So again, the kamlum, there's a reason why a smak be machmer by the parrots is otu basar. How to get up to Basar, the two ways to get up to Basar. The Taz and Shach says, why? Because maybe it'll be another case with Basar. And the Beis the Gaon says, over why? Because this case itself be the same path with Basar. That's where the Ramah got this Chumah from. The Gaon is against your Shem in the Sukkot Pashtus. So now you're Chumah over here. So now you're a Chokot. But that's the Gaon to winning Bishul in the Kedera by itself. Being with Vash in Basar. With Eli Kriya, and maybe that's Basar. That's more of that fact that it pays. Yichal min a minyan, chal tal as osir, shaman afsir chadich l'isiro. With the case of Kriyek Tzas, according to Rashi, still that case of Rehaz Osir. According to Rebbein Tam, that's Rav, we pass on Lishna Kamo. According to the Rebbein Tam, the Rif, Rambam, and the Rif, that's the case of Gidon Osir. Mashen, we do a case of Kriyek Shashi Erev Tochi B'Chaisel, with Bosher. So again, we spoke out about Chalik's Hanin San Rashi. Rebbein San Rashi, those are Tanis Mutla Chilo. Rashi is not Mechalik whether the case of Kedero Tzli, therefore that's the case of the Rosh Hashanah. However, the Beis Yosef points out, and the quote from the list of Rishonim, the Great Shemayim is in the Mordechai, and the Torah is very clear that way, it's only good B'Yevet. Therefore, that's only Rashi Shito, Mash Enkin, very Tav, the Rif, the Rambam, they hold the Maisa's kosher, the Chachilo. You get to Tzli, also three levels, the case of without any Kriya, the case of Kriya Ktas, and Kriya Shesu, every talk of the Chaisal. What comes out, they get to do it without any Kriya over here. That Maisa is a sugya by Oth Nath Kukes, every means to be Maisa, we have Rab, she mutter B'Yevet. Now, that, we may talk about Tainan Sima Mutla Chilo, say Rachumo, why pass like of Nakum maybe over here? as you shall have mice with the saying over, machlokes trova space aser. A case of kriyaksas, of course, be a case of like a kilo according to everybody. Only question according to Rashi is shashi vi erev or shashi oy erev. In the case of kriya shashi vi erev, tachlo makoiso, according to all the Rishonim and all the placing, the mice it's mutter. Which then leads to a question. Now, when you come to the Kodim Bnei Ashkenaz, you want to eat others, you learn the page over here. Nechlami, do kriya shashi vi erev, tachlo makoiso, do a case of tzli, it should be mutter. I haven't seen any safer. The Kamelin says that Bnei Ashkenaz can I eat it. I said the mold only being machmer in a case with the situation with the kneiro, or situation with bosser, with said to be machmer in a tzli, shesh yom tachlo b'kaisel. I said, so I say all the pasuk mice are mice machel. I think it's mutter there. They could tell me the mice we don't do it, doesn't taste good. No idea. Never so you do a barbecue upon it. Could be maybe you want to make your own achakel, just like maybe you not do a good job. Those only machmer, maybe the goy smach or tag did not do a good job at kriya shesi veri, not ripping that well, not doing very well tachlo b'kaisel, maybe not squashing against the wall that well, or he'd not do cut a couple of times, not cut why, or just cut a bunch of times. Ramal says, come upon, that's a nice case over here of shesi veri, kmoi tachlo b'kaisel. So I'm not clear why we don't sell others, but kacha, that's the analogy, it seems to me. Last one, right? You do shrita, you take others.
You need a big cow
for it. You need a big cow. You never
need
a cow?
How do you make a small cow?
Okay, except Matisse doesn't have a way. Okay, that's a terrace. Matisse is not around. No, that's a Matisse. That's a
Matisse.
Should be. But nice, that's the first Mitzvah Shem. Halacha Maiso. We have a Mechab over here. We have a Mechab and Sephalot and a Mechab and Sephalot. The Halacha Mechab and Sephalot, he brings down word for word the Lashon Rambam. That means it comes out in the case of Kriya Ketzas. The case of Tzli is Murcha Chilo. In the case of Gderit with Basar, you do a Kriya of Shesi Erev, and Tachlo B'Chaisel, it's also Mutter. However, Kamal Sebeiz, and Kamal the Mechabin says, Agam that's Halochol, but the Minik is not Mavashol at all with Basar. So what happened over here? Sif Aleph says it's Mutter. Sebeiz says that's not the Minik. Explains the Shach. Yes, it's Halochol, and there's a Minik. Mitzav Halochol, Maise, it's Mutter. That's Rambam. It's a Minik, Maise, will Machmer not to do a case over here of Shesi Eretach B'Chaisel, the case of Basar. Now, why do we have this minik for? What's the story behind it? So, the Shach brings down three different reasons why to have this minik over here. And either the reason to be machmer because Maisa Be'al Shaila to be Choshes from Rashi Shito. And Rashi Shito and Maisa does not help over here. Or a second reason, Be'isei to bring down from the Ram, Beth and Ramban before him, mainly we do not do a case of Kriya Yafi Yafa. Which again, because we may be defending Aaron Hoga, why we do not do a case of sleep. And the third reason he brings down from Beruch, and starts off first with the minik case. Then he goes on further and says, "Mikol Mokum," and it says the Beis Yisrael explains to the Malkin what he means to go say over here. Maaser comes out in the gate with the Bnei Sfarad. We'll do a case over here of today with the situation with Basar. The loch is over here that it should be mutter midinai, and the minig is to be machmer. The Malkin goes further and says, "No, the loch is midinai is aser, unless the case they have simuvo. Why? Because the Rashi over here." Atzadah Shlishi, the Taz brings down the Yamshu Shloimeh, says Medina it's also even has to move, but it's also. Now, if you look at the Shach brings down the Yamshu Shloimeh, it says a kula over them all, the Mai says Mutter B'dieved. I mean, they're both brings down the same Yamshu Shloimeh, the Taz and Shach. They say two opposites. Yamshu Shloimeh, according to the Taz, is saying it's also Medina, no head to have to move. The Shach brings down the Yamshu Shloimeh, it says B'dieved, the Mai says Mutter. Pirvenum points out that the Stira has there on the Yamshu Shloimeh, says you look up the Yamshu Shloimeh inside being Machbo here. I think it's also. The Shach the Maaseh goes on further and says, yes, the Bach says, also Medinoi. However, the Shach says, I will listen to Rishonim, the Maaseh should be Mutter, in the occasion of Shashiv Erev, Tach B'Kaisel, with Basel here. And then he says, Al Kaponim be Mekah B'Hefsim Ruba. So it comes down to Geatik Deo, in Basel, what's Halacha? We have the Machaba, number one, that says, the Halacha is Mutter, makes me Machmer. Number two, we have the Maaseh, the Shach, that says, Halacha is Hefsim Ruba, we can't be Mekul. And number three, the Amshu Shloim, the Bach says, the Maaseh Medinoi is also. A situation that's Kedero. Yeah, that's Halacha. Now, in this thing over here, we have a case of Gechal. There's a case of Gechal, how do we calculate over here? Let me first, the Gechal, again, we have it cooked in Kedero with Basar, with Asher, Siberia, it's Asher. Now, once the kechal is usher, when you cook it the second time with other boss over here, even the situation of shishim lights as usher. Now, you have to understand, this case will be a 59, this case of 60. We are the usually, every time when chazer, exercise of chazer, holds inside a pot, we eat shishim. What does shishim mean? The Gemara is very clear. It means 60 plus 1. 60 times plus 1, one's the isser. By kechal, we have the lashon kechal min haminyan. That means it's 59 plus 1 together is 60. Now, what does that mean? It comes out that if the first time kechal is usher, then even the second time the whole case of shishim, the mice is also usher. Why? The Taisa says either the shopping has two reasons, either the Taisa is around, either inside the sugi of Marasayin, or the Taisa is inside the sugi of that in the chal of a boskam being belayed together. Now, the question is why, in general, the first time is that we're saying 59 and 1 is mutter. What's the lumps behind it? We know all over, Kotai, Kula, Shit is 60 times 1. Why over here is 59 times 1? What's the sort? So the Taz and Shach over here, the Taz brings out, first we have Rambam. The Loch we have in Simit Tzadeh Ches and Sim Ches. Over there, Mechab brings out, Kechel is 59 plus 1. Come with everything. The question is that applied to all the Rabbanans? Kechel over here, Mechab Tzatov is a Dinner Rabbanan. Maybe all the Rabbanans, that's the story. If the Rambam's story is, it's not a Dim Yuchan and Kechel. So didn't all the Rabbanans. All the Rabbanans are looked at that 60 plus 1, 59 plus 1. The mice of the Taz over here and the Shach over there are very clear. The Raj of the place can disagree. The Raj disagrees. We hold all the Rabbanans are looked at 60 times 1. And the Chal is Miuchad. Now the Rabbanan Chal is not Miuchad and all the Rabbanans. Another way, we hold no Chal is special. Why is Chal special here? See, we have the reason of the Taisus and the Rosh. Why? Because Chal itself, the Etzim, is Bosser. And this little packet over here that has some milk inside of it. So once we have these gumas with milk inside, the chal b'etzem is kosher, not a problem here. Therefore, the chal itself, the others, the basal others, nice accounts of being part of the minion. So why are we saying it's also here? The Russian says, because the chosh maybe you'll take it out before it gets cooked over here. The chal usually is the spash for shovel, and when it falls inside the basal here, all the other milk, so with all the other pieces of meat over here, the spash for shovel, there should be water. Rechoshim, maybe you'll take it out, and we'll ask this thing itself. So the reason why we're asking this thing is maybe you'll take it out before the spash for shovel, and ask only the thing. So the etzem, the lacha should be, the thing itself should be water, the chal itself should be water. So if we're asking it, because maybe you'll take it out, it won't be the spash for shovel. A third reason why, to be machmer, to have the het over here of kechal with a minion, was machmishim brought down by the shach, why? Because they should move to the Aksmai. It sounds like it's a little bit of heck over here. Painza, not clear. So, might come along, we have a Yisrael over here, a concept of Kham and a minion, that means 59 plus 1. Building upon this, this Kham and a minion is a very important Shiloh that's the get to other places, not the Simon over here, of how to understand the Sikh of Khanan. I mean, I know certain Kabura skips Simon Tzadi, or certain Swarm skips Simon Tzadi. It's very negeah, and if you learn to take any smicha test, usually there's a question of chanan. It's always negeah to taz over here, it's a cotton gimel. Negeah to how this apply, like that did chal min haminyan. That means, again, usually the loch is you have a chal that fell inside something, it's misaf min haminyan. That means you have 59 and 1, it's going to be mutter. Let's say the same chal fell the second time, 59 and 1. Third time, 59 and 1. Every single time, 59 and 1, mice is misaider. But let's say the first time it fell inside the chal, inside something, and only 55 and 1. That means this kichal came osir. Now this kichal came osir. Now the second time it fell inside something. Is it 60 and 1 or 59 and 1? This kichal made a min on the second time. It's coming to the base station, being the machlokes we showed him, the Rashba versus the Rambam. The Rashba says once it became osir, now it's mamash isir, and the second time it's 60 and 1. That's the mice how the Torah went. Read the Torah. Ashad Hashani, the Rambam says, first time, Kichal Min HaMinyan. Second time, can be more Chomid the first time. Can be, the Kodesh is coming from, it's Kichal itself. Can be more Chomidic. And therefore, they were all passed like the Rambam. The second time is also 59 plus 1. The Gamma already became Osir. Read the Mechaber the more slowly, they argue this point. The Mechaber says, the Loch over here is the second time already it's Osir. Still Kichal Min HaMinyan. Still 59 and 1. Masha'en Kinev Omri says it over in Sephalot. He says, once it became Osir, now the second time it's 60 and 1. Come on, the Taz is called Dalid, says, what's he said, Machlikis? It's a question, but Chlolius in the Gedorm, the Gedor Chanan. The words are, Ноем лену махлогис хатошчо бен раму мурашбо машло хуски бо польским. Адайя махлогис. The Gedek Hanan, I think the basics everyone knows over here, is a Hanan by Bosu B'cholov or by Sharis, also by Sharis Sir. That means the Ben Ephraim says it's only by Bosu B'cholov. Mashenkin, Allah B'Sham says also by Sharis Sir, except by Lach B'lach, that's a good word with its column. The Gedek Bosu B'cholov, they're saying there is Hanan. And we've used that. That's the Gemara, and we've used to. Is there Hanan under our bonds? That means our situation, the milk over here, is Drabonon. Like the others, it's called the Shkuto. Everything is a case of the Rabbanon over here. And the case of others, is there a case of Chanan under Rabbanon's? What's the Svar to Mechalik? What's the Obedi of saying Chanan? Only the boss of Mechalik, according to Ben and Ephraim, according to Mechaber. Why? Because the nine was, and you create a new entity over here. You have boss, you have Chalik, both that you put them together. It's a new creation over here, boss of Mechalik. It's one word, boss of Mechalik over here. And now you actually, when you have an Issa de Rabbanon, Pashas is, there's no Mechus of Issa over here. Especially if it's the said of the Isser of the Rabbanon is Lois Sosim Yivina Small is upon the Gavro. You should not turn away from the words of Chazal. You have to listen to the words. No Isser per se. You have to listen to the words. That's why there's the Sibis of Matataino. When you are Shagin Rabbanon, there's no Isser. No Chim Chuvo. If we pass that way, Pasha we don't. Why is no Isser for? Here's an example. Let's say your father wants you to take out the garbage. He doesn't tell you. You're there, Kibbutz. If you don't know, there's no Lysos, I didn't turn away from his words. If he tells you to take out the garbage, and you have a Chilas Kibbutz, maybe you don't, you turn away from his words. But he doesn't tell you something, you don't know, I didn't turn away from the words, lack of Yedio. So then the serious, they get to Issa Abon Meshogig, I didn't turn away from Hashem's words, to Abon's words, I still know. If I wouldn't know, I would have followed it. That's his Chiddush over here. Again, the Meshavuot, the Meshalam, that was argued. Come to Tikkun Abon, the Reis of Tikkun. This is Machlokes. But it means he said to Abon's, it's not the chetzer per se changes. It's put upon the person, or this is we have to have this possible chalom. If so, maybe there's no chanan under abundance, according to Ben Ephraim. So it says in Chlami, the tazim here, according to Ben Ephraim, it could be there's no chanan. Might say we, I'm all paskins want. No, there still is chanan. Even the abundance. Why? Kol tikkun abundance can eat the rice and tikkun. If so, it comes along that number one, we pass the chanan by Shari Sir. And number two is Chanan by the Rabbanans, ends up the Tazim last line. If so, we hold the Chanan by all the Rabbanans, even the Chanan by all the Rabbanans. No, the Raisin, but even the Rabbanans. That's what come out. That means usually a question, the Smicha test, is there Chanan by the Rabbanans? And that says, Macholik's Rabbam, Rish Rashba, Taz brings down, Macholik's Mechaber and Rabbah, or we pass it like the Mom, Maisir Mecha. Again, we have to get the Lachat Smitzalik base of Gimel, there's a Aruch Shulchan over there, says by the Rabbanans, you're going to pass it over here like the Rabbah. We'll see whether the place can do not go like this or for Shulchan. The place can pass the local Meister of the Ischanan by Yishari Surim by Kis Delbons over here. Building upon our class, the Kofi Dalit. So Gimel, the Gez Sugya of Kichal. Well, here's the case of really the Gate to Canaan, the case of a sacking, a case of putting inside a Kli, the case of a spit. Now, first, the Gate to a spit is Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. On the case of Sif Beis, it's causing situation, you have Kichal and the Bosser together. Okay, so together, it depends on Lamailo or Lamato. If it's Lamailo, if it's Lamailo the Kosher and Lamato the Kichal, Mais is Kosher. If it's even, well, even if it's even, so the Shach, if it's the other way around, Kichal is on top, then the case is also. Now, this is a very important story that I want to speak out. So let's say one of the Chalishas, maybe it turned over this bit, one top of another. So as Ramah, Kichal, Achzuki, Issa, Loi, Mechakilon. I mean, you see also Ramah, Simba, Tzad, case of Gimel. Now you find silverware, flesh inside, you look at the drawer, you can have a class. Zuki Isla Mexakino. Very poor call in the gate of Psak Aloha Maitra. A lot of things we don't do. We shouldn't do. Maitra, but the Yemen, what's Aloha? We don't know if things happen. We're not sure, Sveikis, whether you get involved in the call, Sveikis or not. Zuki Isla Mexakino. Those are the words I'm over here. We're not sure, we assume it didn't happen. That's the gate that spit when it's together. The locus of Kimmel was on the spit that was fleshics and wanted to use the spit afterwards. That means Zerach HaZer. That means the get the Kalim, that you want to use a sack that's fleshics. Kof and Kachal. You want to use the same plea that's Bosser for the Kachal. Or the spit that was fleshics for the Kachal or vice versa. Kamel and Mecham said all these cases are Motor Lechachilo. Motor Lechachilo. Right, that's because of Tzadik. Rez Hashem, at the end of Seder, something short, like Kavar Shana. On Yom Hei, will be Chazara on Sif Bei Zayin, and Yom Aleph will be Chazara on Peches Beites, then Yom Gimel, Erev Yom Kippur, will be a test on Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes, and Simit Zadi. Again, the test only on Behitiv, make it easier for the Olam over here. It's 10 days of Chazora. 10 days, I know it's on Rosh Hashanah, I know Shabbos, Shabbos Shuvah, but again, this is the heart and soul of what happens in Yasub here. It's this Chosin Yemidim to Chazora upon it, to work upon it. You have this, you have what you can learn in Rosh Hashanah, you can learn, you can sleep over here, you can learn, you can sleep. So my say it's this Chosin Yemidim to acquire these Simonim over here that usually later on you don't live all over again. Because Shabbos you always learn. These Simonim, it's mamash for heart in the kitchen. What goes on over here, something you should really try to acquire. And be as close to the other thing. I'll go to that.